Welcome to Organize Anything with Colette Robichaux on 105.9 Seaside FM.
Welcome. I'm Krista Cook, and Colette Robichaux, the organizing coach from Organize Anything, is here with me today, and we're talking about surviving holiday stress. Welcome, Colette.
It's great to be back, Krista.
Okay, so tell me, what happens to people when the holidays arrive?
Well, it's not always pretty.
No.
I get some pretty frantic phone calls sometimes. People can be very stressed. It should be a joyous time, but for some people, there can be some sad moments as well. But a lot of times, it's just feelings of overwhelm. We've got so much going on. We've got shopping. We're either entertaining in our homes or we have to be outside. We're eating and we're drinking more. We're pulled in a million different directions. So not always as holly and jolly as we want it to be or what we see on the big screen.
Inevitably, it seems by the time Christmas comes, everyone's so exhausted that they don't truly enjoy the time that they've worked so hard towards.
Right. People feel a lot of pressure of those shoulds and those things that they're sort of talked into from maybe things that our parents did or maybe things that we see on the cover of, you know, Martha Stewart or all the beautiful magazines and the recipes and the things to cook. But truly, I know for most of my friends and for the people that I work with, we don't have really too much extra time to be doing the crafty things and stuff. And I know with our kids, we have to, you know, ramp it up a little bit, but we've got to learn about how to make it easier on ourselves. And that's going to reduce some of that holiday stress a little bit more.
Exactly. Now, for instance, my grandmother, I mean, it's all about baking.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's known.
For
Fabulous
sure.
Fabulous baker. She started her Christmas baking already.
Of course.
I'm not a baker,
mm-hmm.
and I've gotten over the guilt of that.
Right. And that's good. I think that's the right point there. Get over the guilt of it. I'm not a baker either. I'm not a great chef. I say I make a great reservation. You know, so this is what we have to think about. Be real about who we are and what we enjoy. Shouldn't it be enjoyable for us, or should we have some label put on us that because the calendar turned over and it's December, we should be a baker if we're not at other times of the year? So as much as we love to honor the traditions of our family, let's just get real about who we are personally and how that fits in our family and our lifestyle.
For certain. Now, saying I'm not a baker, that doesn't mean that me and the girls don't bake something.
Yeah.
But we may use prepackaged.
For sure.
And it just cuts down on time. We can still have the moment. We can still enjoy the cookies.
Yeah.
But the fact that I haven't made them from scratch is, well, too bad.
And I don't think your gals probably ever complain and say, Mommy, why aren't we making that from scratch?
I don't believe they would really know the difference.
Exactly. And that's a good statement to make. Do people really know the difference? We have to really audit what we're doing and, you know, all the running around and the extra stuff. And a lot of times people do not know the difference. So figure out where the deficits are. If you don't have time or you don't have money or you don't have energy, and these are some of the things that we're lacking that time of year, don't be doing the extras in areas where it, you know, people don't notice anyway.
Isn't that the truth? I mean, there are those, for instance, will take their packaging of their gift. You know, that has to be wrapped in beautiful wrapping,
mm-hmm.
most beautiful ribbons and adornments on mm-hmm. it. And someone just rips that open, pays no mind to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one example of many things.
Right. I saw something recently. It was some stats on the purchase of greeting cards. And I found it very interesting that the majority of people that buy greeting cards are women. It was like way up there, like 80 or 90%. And you know how much time you can go finding the right card, you know, and picking it out in the saying. And, you know, I talked about this with my boyfriend. He goes, yeah, I don't know. I just buy it at the dollar store. It doesn't matter. And like, they really don't get it. So we're not only spending the time and looking, we're often buying those cards that these days, you know, is groceries for a week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, think of where the return is on that. If a person really doesn't notice it, or do you need a card at all? I mean, today we're making decisions based on the environment.
Correct.
And, you know, do we need to kill another tree, or do we need that tinsel that doesn't decompose, and, you know, all of those sort of things. Do we need to maybe spend our time sewing some reusable bags? Would that be a great gift for someone because they're reusable and you can use them year after year, or they could use them for other things? Like, really think about where we are right now and get real about your time and your talents and what you like to do.
I know one of the things we enjoy is just using brown paper
yes.
to wrap gifts. And of course, you can, you can color them, you can draw pictures on them,
sure.
you can decorate them with stickers, it just makes the brown paper look a little more festive.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we haven't bought the, foil wrapping paper.
For sure. And kids can get involved with that. And like you say, color on it. They can also use even the cartoons, our newspaper going to be recycled anyway. And then you can recycle them later. And kids really love that. And they get what it's like these days to not be buying. They're learning about that in school. We're a little behind on all that sort of stuff and still looking at the tinsel-y stuff that is sitting
yes.
in our landfill. So we've got to think and come up with the times a little bit more with that. So, and by doing that, we're talking about being less stressful, that, what is the difference? You might have a beautiful yellow bag that, you bought an article of clothing and it has no writing on it. You could just put a bow around that and give it to someone. And again, you're reusing that bag and it has another purpose. So it doesn't necessarily have to be going out and purchasing that additional gift wrap, which again, to create stress afterwards, if you have it left over, you've got to have a place to store it, that it doesn't get wrinkled. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, do you have this big, where do you have all the room to do all the wrapping? People, it's nice in the magazines. They have a wrapping center.
Yes.
And a wrapping room and all of that.
The biggest table you could ever
see. Yeah, and all the ribbon is lined up and it's perfect.
Yes.
So, but most of us, and that's what I said about getting real, most of us sort of work in a different way. It's not exactly happening like that.
Definitely. And of course, another thought is people aren't necessarily buying Christmas trees the way they used
mm-hmm.
to. They're buying living trees and decorating mm-hmm. those and planting them, which is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose, again, when you think about getting real, if that 8-foot Christmas tree and having to, decorate it and get that ready for the holidays, and there's only two of you, perhaps you want to think about a 4-foot tree.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Or having
an artificial tree.
I think for where we come from, the thought of having sort of an artificial tree for a long time, was a little bit odd to us. I know I'm from Lunenburg County, Christmas tree capital of the world. So, we didn't always look at that. But I know when I got my artificial tree, I got for the first time years ago, and I put it up early, and I mean early, before the season hit.
Right.
I had it done, and then when I was out entertaining, I didn't have to worry about it, and it stayed there, and I was really happy because it was over with, and I wasn't trying to put it up at the height of when all that busyness and craziness
yeah.
is going on. So there is a beauty in that. And then a few years ago, I got another little tree that had, was already ready to go. You put away, and it was just feathers, and it's just cute, and I downsized again, and it's sort of like putting up that tree is like a 3-second job. And again, I don't have kids or things like that, but think about it. Don't be pressuring ourselves. And even at a certain point, should you be up on a ladder or doing that? Should you be pulling and lifting heavy things? I know, I live alone. I don't want to be reaching and worried about falling over and grabbing things. How do I get it out of that cubby hole and things like that? We want to be safe and in dragging these things out. You don't want to throw your hip out, trying to get the tree out. So lots of things for us to consider there. So make it less stressful. And think about what you're using for a tree or whether you need it at all. There are lots of other little decorations that you can get out to make things feel festive. There's no shortage.
There is no shortage. It's crazy. I just find over the years it's like you have to have a new theme every year.
Yeah, and don't get tied into that. I mean, that's something we put on ourselves, and I see that when I'm out and people, especially when they're asking me to help them with their basement or their garage, and I'm looking through, and it's like, wow, it's like the equivalent of a small home in Christmas things. When you do change your theme every year, so if you are doing that theme change, let it go, get it out early, get it out. That someone else who maybe is less fortunate than to change themes every year can grab a nice bin of things and be using it.
What can people do to prepare for what can be a joyous but also very stressful time?
Well, as we were saying, it's like really get real about yourself. So, what are my time limitations? Who are the people that really have expectations or would really love certain things from us? You don't want to give up making the cookies with the gals, but how does it make it easier? Who are those visits that I want to make and I truly enjoy, or those ones where I feel that should comes into play or I've been talked into it. Yeah.
Mm.
And you know what? Our life is too short for those must attends. I get a lot of times when we're in business that it's great for us to show up and, show our respect to clients and things like that. But you know what? If it's at the sake of our health and our personal relationships, I think we have to reevaluate that, because we're just in this society of more and bigger and better and busy mm-hmm. and busier. And truly, a lot of people people get sick during Christmas. The extra pressure, the extra running around, and it, you know, all of that. And it's, you know, it's at the height of our flu and cold season as well. So we've really got to think about that. So reducing what those expectations are of ourselves first. And often, a lot of times, if some people are having large gatherings, they really don't know whether you're there or not. A nice little note, but you know, to say, thank you for inviting me. I really can't make it. You don't have to say, because I'm going to bed early or because I'm exhausted. Just, you know, it's okay to say no. And that's one of those big things. Learning how to say no gracefully is a really good treat. So, and it's the same as people asking you to do different things. You know, it's like, can you volunteer here with this? We're doing, you know, the big craft show, or we're doing, you know, the big sing song, or whatever, and I'd like you to be doing this. It's okay to say no. And a lot of times we get blocked into that, well, I have to have a good reason, you know, unless I'm in the hospital or something. But no, it's our right to say no to anything. So it is that heightened season of not only people inviting us to come out for a good reason, but there's a lot of extra volunteering. Oh, well, we're trying to get this together for the church, and we're trying to get this together for something else. And that's a lot of pressure. And that doesn't mean that you're less generous or whatever, but the truth is we want to be healthy first, and we want to be taking care of ourselves to see the next Christmas, you know.
Exactly.
So, you know, these are the things to take into consideration. So learning to say no is really helpful to take out of that stressful time as well.
What about if you don't like shopping?
Oh, well.
Hire a professional?
Exactly. We've spoken before about using professionals. I'm a big believer in that. When, you know, people have some things that they need, hire a professional. I know our company does shopping. We also do gift wrapping. There are other companies that do that. If you go to the malls, there are people that will do the wrapping for you as well. So get a professional to help you out. And a professional could be your niece, you know, that you're just going to offer a little bit. Or even you could barter some resources. If it's another family member, you know, where are you going? Well, I'm going to the mall over there today. Can you pick these up for me? You know, so maybe you sort of share the duties a bit. So it's not truly another professional, but it's sort of that exchange or barter. If you do this for me, I'll do that for you. And the same way as, oh, I need to make cookies for the school. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to double a recipe of this dip that I'm making to take to the thing. How about if you double your recipe for the cookies, we'll switch off a little bit.
Exactly. Cookie exchanges are very popular now.
Oh, for sure.
And they're fabulous because it's a great way to get a variety of cookies.
It is. And delegating, you know, to your kids or other family members. It's, you know, we can't do it all ourselves. And a lot of times it is the lady of the family that gets stuck with that. And even if our family members have grown and are out of the home, we're still a lot of times taking on some of those responsibilities that we could delegate to other family members. Just because, you know, the Christmas gathering was here for the last 30 years, don't think that you have to get roped into that again. And if you are still doing it, have it there. It's your location, but really delegate out. Okay, who's bringing the turkey? Who's bringing the other things? Make it potluck, but don't forget then to also have some people that are arriving early to help you get things together too, because people will really go out of their way to do all that. You can be exhausted before people even get there, and have your little cleanup crew as well. So really think about delegating that stuff out, and that's going to help you a lot.
Now, in terms of hiring a professional, whether it be a professional shopper or being able to get your items gift wrapped, etc. The other thing I think is very important, people sort of go to a mall and they just expect presents to jump out as they walk through stores. Mm. They really don't know what they're after. They haven't listed. They haven't really thought before they've gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're in the store. You've got the crowds. You become overwhelmed.
For sure. People aren't buying smartly when it's like that.
No.
And I have a lot of my clients that ask me about gift giving, and we do a little brainstorming with it. So first, you know, we sort of look at the list and who is it you're still giving to and what would be appropriate to them. And honestly, most people have a lot of stuff. That's why I'm in business.
Right.
And most people buy the stuff they want and the stuff they need themselves. So when it comes to gift giving, it gets pretty difficult. So I'm a big believer these days into buying experience and consumables. So again, they're not left with more stuff.
Right.
And so you can think about it in that way. And sometimes, you know, what does that mean? It can be gift certificates, or it could be, you know, I had a girlfriend of mine that makes me her favorite macaroni and cheese that I freeze.
Yes,
and if I'm homesick, it's like, oh my gosh, I've got that in the cupboard. I sort of save it for a special day. Jams, jellies, if you're still into doing that, you know, through the year, whatever. But experience, like a gift certificate to the theater, movie tickets, you know, even gift cards for restaurants. And I know one year with my nieces and my brother and my mom, I did this little, made up this little game with gift cards from the Bay, the Gap, Tim Hortons, all kinds of places. And we just drew names and you got to pick a card and then you exchanged it if you didn't know. We had a blast with this. So make a little game out of it. Because, you know, here I've got some teenage nieces and I thought, you know, they want to buy what they want to buy. And they didn't know what the value was on the card. And then we ended up switching off cards because they didn't know if it was a $5 card or a $30 card. We had so much fun with that. I put the envelopes on the tree and we actually ended up doing that on Christmas Eve. And it was a great little game that we played. But think about ways to be a little more creative. It doesn't have to be about money. But in the end, then you're maybe not buying someone something that they really don't need and don't want. And have those conversations with family. Like, what do we really want our family Christmas to look like? And not just that central family, but bigger. You know, when people are saying, I have to buy for, you know, 13 nieces and nephews. Like, what, you know, people can have conversations about that.
Oh, for sure. Now, the other thing that I think, and I'm glad to see that people are making donations
lieu
of corporate gifts or in lieu of gifts, period.
For sure.
Families are deciding, you know, we don't need anything. Let's give our money to an organization that will give a child a Christmas.
Exactly. And how wonderful is that? Oh. It is the season of giving.
And that is what it's about.
And to be giving to people that aren't going to, you know, sort of open something and sort of look a little funny and be, you know, almost upset that they don't like it, when how much better is it that we're actually providing to people that need some things? And there are so many wonderful organizations that you can look at wherever you live, and to know that you've supported a family, or you're picking an angel off a tree when you're out shopping or something, and that it's a little boy, or you're buying a toy, or all these campaigns that are going on. How great is that to feel that you're doing that sort of thing? So it's just wonderful to be giving in someone else's name. It surely is, and it makes everyone feel really, really great.
Definitely. You know what I like to do?
What's
I
that?
I like to shop online.
Yes, there's another good idea. Tell me how you do that. Do you start early, or is it you get up to the deadline?
Actually, no. I shop all year. Mm-hmm. So if I see something and it's May, I don't care. I will buy it and set it aside. And if there is a good sale on something that you know inevitably you're going to need to buy in December, I will do that. We do a fairly simple Christmas, and what I like is just the traditions that you can incorporate. And I think we've only learned recently from our girls now being in their teenage years what they consider the traditions.
Yes.
May not be what we consider traditions.
That's a great point, Krista.
Like, honestly, take Halloween that just recently went by. My oldest daughter was quite crushed that we didn't all go pick out the pumpkins.
Oh, okay.
We didn't think that was a big deal. Mm-hmm. It turned out that was a really important to her. That was tradition.
Okay.
So it's nice to have those conversations,
for
especially
sure.
within the family, because you may actually find out it's not the way you thought.
Exactly. And that's, you know, sort of that's your nuclear family. But as you get out into that extended family, that it gets a little more with what those perceptions are, I think a little more that you really don't get it. You know, again, you were surprised within your own nuclear family of what that was. So just imagine you've got all those brothers and sisters out there assuming that they want to do this. Or we always had the, you know, the lineup would start and it's, you know, the night before Christmas Eve, the day of, the after, and that, you know. And you might have done that for years, but that was when people didn't have as many kids. That's when they weren't as busy.
Yes.
That's when all that stuff. So to sort of open that dialogue early, and maybe it's not good to be opening that dialogue the week before Christmas or as you're sitting eating turkey, but maybe, you know, maybe to really get to talk about that and say, you know, is it time for us to do a little exchange, or is it time to sort of maybe even chip together and get one larger gift for someone?
Right.
Is it time to put some money in for someone's education fund? Is it time to really think outside of the box on what we can do with that? Is it time for us to say, let's go, you know, volunteer our time somewhere during that
Christmas,
week
yeah.
in, you know, in a volunteering capacity out to help other people. So really look at what that looks like to get that meaning back into what it is like at the holidays, because with all the glitz and glamour and the running around, we definitely can forget about that.
And I think that's why something like an online shopping, if you don't have a lot of time, you're able to sit down. Again, if you have a good idea, it's made very easy, and it's relatively stress-free. I don't have to wait in a lineup.
Oh, for sure. And what I like to do is I keep an ongoing sort of list of things that I'd want throughout the years. So it might be something that I want, but I won't buy for myself, or it's something, yes, a little upgraded version of something that I want. So if I know it's online or wherever it is, I keep that. And if it's online, I have the link to the website or the ID number or whatever it is that people can get it. And that can make it quite easy as well. If you keep that gift for your kids or for relatives or whatever, or I also keep that if I hear someone say, oh, I'd really like that, or if you were out, I make a little note of that later on. But yeah, to shop online, it's great.
You're listening to Organize Anything with Colette Robichaud. We'll be right back on 105.9 Seaside FM. This is Organize Anything with Colette Robichaud on 105.9 Seaside FM.
We've been discussing how to survive the holiday stress. Now, I know one of the stresses of the holidays for me personally is, how do I stay healthy?
Oh, boy, that's a big one, isn't it? And leading in, we know that the average person, I think, gains between 5 and 10 pounds. And let me just say that I bring up those numbers a lot because I'm definitely on the other end. So it's something we definitely have to think about.
I think probably my biggest mistake is just thinking I can have everything. Mm-hmm. Somehow I give myself, you know, nothing contains calories during the month of December. Mm-hmm. But of course, then January, I'm really regretful. So this year, I'm really, really going to be, again, disciplined. Mm-hmm. What advice do you have?
Well, it's like a lot of the things that we talk about, you know, you can't plan ahead too much. So planning ahead and knowing, you know, the type of event it will be. If, you know, we're off to our aunt's and she always makes a certain item that you know you want to have, or you know it's going to be a little more caloric, maybe earlier in that day we are lightening up a little bit and thinking about ways to lighten up, you know, sort of the breakfast and the lunch meals and things like that. So you can plan a little ahead for that. But we talked also about saying no. We don't have to feel compelled to say yes to everything that gets passed to us, you know. So if we are at a relative's place and they're passing us something that, you know, you could easily eat, but it's really not one of your favorites, make some decisions, prioritize. I know I'm going to have some of these, but I'm going to say no to that. I like it, but you know what, for one bite and 150 calories, maybe I want to save that for something else. And, you know, making some decisions like that.
All about balance.
It is about balance, and really thinking, when you get there, if it is a buffet or you see things that are out and around, maybe just do a little walkthrough and think, okay, that looks good. Instead of tasting everything as you walk through, really it's sort of like scanning the buffet. What am I going to have? A little pre-planning even there and saying, what are some good options for me? Sit close to the veg tray, the fruit tray,
yes,
anything like that. And I highly suggest that you have a little snack before. A lot of us will say, oh, I'm going out to dinner, you know, at 7 or 8 o'clock, or I'm going to this, and you're skipping a meal. But, you know, to have a nice vegetable soup in the house, you know, through Christmas, some of those things that really don't have the extra calories but are filling and nutritious and they're sort of keeping us going would be, you know, a great idea to have that, so you're not getting there, you're so ravenous that it's like, oh, I just ate 6 truffles. Wow, what happened?
And, you know, the other problem around the holidays seems to be the extra festive drinks.
Oh, those festive drinks, yeah. They have a couple of repercussions. They can make it a little difficult to get into work in the morning. But, you know, they also add a lot of the calories. You know, we can easily consume our amount of calories needed for the day just in those beverages. And, boy, you know, there's one thing between like sort of a glass of wine or a beer or a wine spritzer, you know, calorie-wise, we sort of know that. But when you start digging into some of those eggnogs that are on steroids with the, you know, it wasn't fattening enough, but we got to throw a little scoop of ice cream in there and all of that. So
good.
Tasty that night, but, you know, we think about it a little more later. So, you know, water is our friend. You can sort of, you know, have a beverage, have one of those treats, but, you know, keep a glass of water going in between. It's always a great way for us to taper out those alcoholic beverages anyway. But, you know, again, to keep ourselves hydrated in between, it's going to keep us from thinking we're overly hungry. So, you know, try and do that with a, you know, a maybe a diet soft drink. But, you know, water really is truly a great way to go.
I just heard this yesterday, that if you've had too many fancy festive drinks, make sure that you drink 1 pint of water before you go to bed, as well as orange juice.
Oh, yes. And
the orange juice helps with the liver.
Okay.
And of course, as you said, we get dehydrated. Mm. So that pint of water will ensure, it just means, you know, perhaps less of a headache.
For sure. You can't go wrong by having water. A hangover is dehydration.
It is.
What you really need to do is get as many of those fluids in you as possible. And, you know, that equates before the event and after, before you go to bed as well. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, we're missing out on some of that sleep too, because we think, oh yes, I'm, you know, sort of falling to sleep because I've had all those beverages. But a lot of times with alcohol, what happens is we may seem to get to sleep really quickly, but what happens is we can wake up, or it's not as restful as we go along. So we want to think about that also. So, you know, again, a little bit of planning, thinking about how I'm going to stay a little healthier, and we don't have to say yes to everything. So try and say, what are the things I really like, and enjoy them, because it is a time for us to enjoy that. But really say no to some of those things that really, you know, we're just sort of eating or drinking because they're there.
Exercise programs at Christmas time. Now, again, difficult, depends where you exercise. If you have your own room and it's not impacted by, you know, gifts, presents, Christmas decorations, etc. In my house, pretty much all free space gone.
Yeah.
So I don't have the room I might have had in order to exercise, but I still need to try to keep exercise by doing something.
For sure. And even if you're, you know, sort of limiting the time a little bit more to try and do things, run up your stairs a little more. I say you can't find a parking place, so maybe when you're walking in the parking lot, you're parked a little further away. Before you have the extra bags, you take the stairs instead of the elevator, all that sort of thing. It can be really tough, and you see that at the gyms if you're a gym goer, that it gets really quiet around that time. But truly, our bodies like it. If we stick to routine, it will feel better. And honestly, a little bit of that exercise for every bit of those bonbons that we have is going to make us feel a little bit better. You know, a lot of us aren't used to consuming that much sugar or that much of those other things. But by sticking with your exercise program, it even gives you that encouragement to think, oh, well, I'm sticking to my exercise and maybe I'm going to eat a little better as well. And overall, we're just going to feel much better.
Definitely, we won't have nearly the guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think one of the last things we really need to talk about is the topic of budget. Critical, people need to plan their budget. What do you suggest?
Well, we have to come up with the list of people that we are giving to and really put some dollars beside that, and then look realistically. If that all adds up to $1,000 and, you know, you're going to be years paying that back, it's going to max out your credit cards, that's not realistic. So, you know, bring it back to what's an appropriate amount for you to spend that you're not going to be in trouble in January. Because I see a lot of people then that, surprise, the bills come in January, and what's going to happen now? So get a budget. And the other place that people go wrong, they say, I'm going to spend $20 on someone, and then they get out and find a great gift for $10, and they think, oh, well, I have to get something else. Don't feel, if you've got your Christmas shopping done, that you're going to start topping things off either, because that's where they top off one thing, then they start topping off more, and they just overshop. So, you know, look at overall what that budget is, add up what it could be, and have that piece of paper with you when you're out shopping. Have some ideas of what they are and try and stick with that. But a budget is key. You want to look at what those things are. And this is where, when we talked earlier about, you know, sort of gift cards and gift certificates and things like that, that can help. But, you know, think about what that dollar amount is that you want to spend. And, you know, it isn't about the money.
It isn't about that. And it just, as we know, it gets continually difficult.
For sure.
The commercialization of Christmas. So people feel it's the amount of money that you spend in order for it to be a successful gift giving.
Right. And we've got to let
that
go. That's
so far from the truth. We do have to let that go. I wonder what we could suggest.
Well, in times like this, when, you know, we are in recession and we want to think about things, if we go back to thinking about that experience and saying, you know what, I could babysit your kids, or I could mow your lawn, or I could do some things like that that aren't really, you know, cost a lot of money, but really think about things that don't cost money at all that you can give to people is a great way to go. But for other people, you know, to really reinforce when we said about having that family dialogue, folks, it's not about the money, or, you know, what if we all chipped in just a little bit and bought this gift, you know? So it might be a little bit of a bigger gift, but you're not chipping in as much to buy something that might be a nicer experience for someone, you know, season tickets to something, and the family all chip in, and I don't know what it could be, but it could be just a bigger group gift and you're paying a little bit less and it's from everybody.
And I think another thing that you can keep in mind is the months of November, December get insanely busy. So many social obligations, so many must attends. I think if you can plan your gift giving so that maybe they can experience one of those experiences January, February, March,
oh,
when
sure.
it's just so awful and people need a pick-me-up.
Oh, for sure. Truly.
What a great time to give that experience of a spa, you know, the middle of January when
exactly.
you're just ready to, you know, scream.
For sure. And those are the things to plan ahead. You might have tickets to a show, the spa. I know I've given things that, you know, it's sort of lined up and say this is one for every day of the month. It could be, you know, a cup of coffee, or it could be all kinds of little itty-bitty things that you say this is for the year. And, you know, you can write it out in a little letter or something like this.
Gosh,
this is
you
what
can
I
make
thought
coupons.
Of.
You can
coupons. Get the kids to help or do it yourself. This is what I've thought of. And, you know, it might be something that, you know, you may be giving it in December, but, you know, it could be, I'll help you with your get your garden in this year. I would love that.
Well,
just
that's
putting
just
it out
thing.
There. But there's lots of things that we need at different times of the year that you can write a little IOU to that, you know, this is going to happen.
Wonderful
I'm
words
help you
of advice,
this,
Colette.
You
thank you so
that.
Much.
Or I know you've got
it's
your,
been my pleasure.
You know, your son's birthday party coming up. What if I come over early, even though that's in February, and I'm going to help you out with that?
We've been talking about surviving holiday stress with Colette Robichaud, the organizing coach of Organize Anything. Colette, you've given some fabulous advice. Would you like to reiterate anything?
Well, what I'd like to just tell you again is that, you know, we do have a say in whether we're going to be stressed or not. And a lot of that is planning ahead, letting go of some of those thoughts that we think the shoulds are, and really, you know, having some conversations with family about what those traditions that are really meaningful, what people really want. And just by starting and opening that dialogue, a lot of times that's going to be the first step to reduce a lot of that stress.